Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Friending Show once again. It is 3:30 Mountain Standard Time. You're in Colorado, sunny Colorado. And here we are again. Every Wednesday we do the Friending Show. And of course, the Friending Show is named after me. I am the CEO and inventor of the Friending Method, which, as some of you know, is an intuitively guided process of body psychology that I've used with clients for 25-plus years and has been successful. My client today is a new client, I should say, guest on the show, who has taken advantage of my many intuitive readings that I offer on the phone. She's from California. And she has not been on the Friending Show before, but she's a holistic kind of health coach for women and does some similar kinds of healing and helping others as I do. And as all of you know, the Friending Show is here to promote your business and to spread good news, and we like to help people. So I like to have guests on the show who, of course, do that, have an ability to help others. And even though Lisa is residing out of California, I'm in Colorado, I think we both do, and we'll let her clarify this, but I think we both do phone sessions. My phone sessions, as we'll ask Lisa in a minute, are not simple consultations as some people do, but they're real sessions. And they're intuitive readings that I do over the phone, to help people who aren't just locally in my area. And they are many kinds of sessions that I do. And I, as some of you know, am clairvoyant as well as sort of clairkinesthetic. So I can get a sense of what's going on with people by listening to their voice, as well as, of course, looking and seeing what they do, because I have an ability to read and translate somatic language, body language, tissue language in a sense. These gifts I think I was born with, and I'm sort of recently marketing myself as an intuitive, but I would really say that that was the underlying premise for the success, guided by what I see a body needs, and then I follow that kind of guide. So we'll find out how Lisa's work is similar to mine. She is the CEO of, she'll correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to call it Feminana, and I'm assuming it has something to do with helping women, because Lisa is a holistic advisor to women, and she helps women and people, of course, like I do in a sense, but she's striving for optimum health and passion and abundance. Her background is a little different than mine, but similar in the health field. She's a registered dietitian and a holistic coach and a certified LEAP therapist, L-E-A-P. So we'll call her onto the show, and we'll find out what it is that she does and get a little bit of her experience of the many Friending Method sessions that I had done over the phone for her. So we'll see what her experience of that is. So welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah. So let's start with just finding out, since you and I haven't met, and we do live in different states, but the only way we kind of did meet is I was giving you a mini reading over the phone so you could get a sense of what it is my work is, especially long distance. So without giving specifics necessarily, let the listeners know if what benefit you might have received from that and how it's perhaps carried on since we did it a few weeks ago.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, life is always, it's a journey, right? So we never stop learning about ourselves and growing and discovering more and moving more into, you know, who we are supposed to be. And so it was really interesting because as I have been, you know, like full on into this, you know, self-discovery for the last several, well, for a long time, but really ramped up in the last couple of years, and things are just really starting to open up. So it was interesting when I contacted you and when you did my mini reading, I had been working on trying to let go of self-doubt. And I think I think this is common with most women. Most women have a problem of self-doubt or of feeling like the world is on their shoulders. So the reading was really good, and it helped me personally, and it helped open up other avenues where, you know, when something happens, you kind of listen for something else that happens in your life, and then it leads you to somewhere else. So that kind of thing has been happening where, you know, I did my own journaling around what we talked about with self-doubt as a way of protecting myself, and you gave me some tools to journal on and to start the journaling process. It was, you know, it was a smart thing to do as a little girl, but now I'm equipped with the tools to deal with this, and I no longer need to doubt who I am. And this was really, I think, powerful for me because it kind of checked in with where I was, you know, when a certain incident, a traumatic incident happened in my life. And then it really helped me connect to the women that I serve because, like I said, it's a common thread for women that we're, you know, that we doubt ourselves. So it was, it was a great, great session. I appreciate it.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Good. So then you benefited sort of personally, but then could carry it on and share with others. And I also think, and you sound like you've already figured this out as well, is we teach what it is that we need, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
You know, right? And it comes in different, it comes in different fashions. But I began teaching yoga a long time ago, and people used to ask me why. And my only answer without even knowing when I was sort of in the young stages of this world is I said, it's because I'm a basket case.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Right? I'm teaching yoga to others because I need it. I need it just as much as perhaps they do. So that's wonderful. So tell me a little bit about how you were helping women now that you've got this under your belt and you're on a different level of helping women. Tell me the specifics kind of how you do this.
Well, I start work. I'm a dietitian nutritionist. So that's, you know, something that I've studied. I am very familiar with, and that's something that is a real kind of neutral playing ground for women to come in and work with me. And so we start working at the nutrition level. So, you know, working on the body, the physical body, looking at how to feel better. Most of the women that come to me don't have any energy. They're tired, they're burnt out, they're stressed out. They, you know, are starting to feel the impacts of inflammation, which is caused from numerous different things. And so the nutrition protocol that I use helps them decrease body inflammation so that they don't have any more joint pain, so they don't have any more, you know, brain fog, and so that they feel very clear. And from there we can work on what's going on with the mind. Once the mind is clear, once the body's clear, the mind is clear, and then we can move more into really finding out who they are. So really doing a lot of introspective work and looking at past beliefs like the one that I brought up with you, you know, on choosing self-doubt. So looking at past beliefs and looking at how those impact the way that we perceive life and how we fit into the world now. And then we, you know, it's really all about honoring yourself. And so how to carry that on through the rest of your life when you're not working with me, how to, you know, what kind of tools and resources will be helpful as you go through your life, like meditation and being able to be intuitive and those kind of things we work on. So it's kind of a four-part process that I use. It's very transformational, and the people get really, really good results. And I just think it's real important for, women don't know they need that. they know they need to feel better, and that's where they come to me for. So I can help them with the nutrition part, but there's so much more that opens up. It's like, once you start honoring your body, then it's easier to start honoring other parts of you. And so that's kind of what I found working with. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, that's what I teach, and my master's degree is in somatic psychology or body-based psychology. So our theories are the same, which is, the body kind of comes first, and then the translation in your mind and the understanding and the moving forward sort of comes second, naturally, I should say. I actually did my thesis on something related to that with regards to yoga, because in my master's degree program, they were almost teaching somatic psychology as if it was only 100 years old, and it came from the Freudian and from the people well known in the field that then discovered the body along the way as a secondary resource. And I just, isn't that a turned around? That was about 10 years ago, so I don't know if they're still thinking that way. But, of course, it really hit me because I thought, no, this is not right. I was like, wait a minute, I've been teaching yoga. Yoga is older than Freud. And they started with the body, you know? So I did a lot of my thesis based on that.
And I think it's really interesting because so many other cultures besides the Western culture seem to intuitively know more about the body than we do as a Western society who are supposed to be the experts in everything. So, it's funny. It is very intuitive-based.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with that as far as Western, Eastern, and kind of the culture that we have. I recently have a class ready to be launched. It's not launched yet, but it's on udemy.com, udemy.com. Wonderful platform for teaching. And I have a class that's called Are You Self-Referral or Are You Object Referral? And it's a big theme with my clients, and it sounds like it's a theme with your clients, and it's a theme of the Western-Eastern thought process, which is, I think, what happens here in especially the United States is we're so concerned with our thoughts and things. And how we associate with stuff around the world. And then all of a sudden we lose our body, we lose ourselves, we lose who we are. And, of course, that's what you and I are teaching. So I think that's
interesting.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I've not heard it put that way because, our languages are different from the way that we studied, but self-referral or object referral, that's really very interesting. And it's the same thing. It's just different ways of looking at it. So it's, I love what I do. I just absolutely love it. And it's, like I said, it's a process. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not where I need to be, but it's learning about how you make decisions and how those decisions are impacted and why you make the decisions you do. And, it's super interesting. I love it.
Yeah. But you would also say that you, as opposed to, getting to the end goal of whatever that might be, what I think is more important, and tell me if you agree with this, is I think you are on the journey.
Right. That I'm aware of the journey.
I think
awareness is the first thing that has to be brought forth. And once you're aware, then you can start working on these different moving parts of, who are you? What is your full potential? What are you capable of, and what are you really here for, and what makes you feel alive? Because so many of us walk through life complaining about our job or our husband or wife or the kids or just day-to-day routine things, and that's all consuming, and there's nothing else that people have to look forward to, and there's just so much more to that. That's, I think, missing the boat when
yeah.
people are living like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
So it is, it does. It starts with awareness. It starts with helping people get back on track. I like to say, help them get their power back on track. In fact, I'm hosting a webinar, a free training tonight called Hitting Reset. And it's all about kind of the four processes that I teach, the, nutrition and how to nourish yourself, how to nourish your body, and then how to look at, your mindset and your beliefs, and then how to really kind of move into the essence of who you are, and, living from that place. And so
yeah.
I don't know if anybody might be interested, but that is on my blog, and the link to that is on my blog, and that's happening this evening at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So that's interesting.
And how long will that be, for 6 p.m. to when?
6 to 7 p.m. It's been running about 10 minutes over, but I'm doing that webinar on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific time until the end of the month.
Oh, great. And did you say the name of it was Hitting Reset?
It's called Hitting Reset, yeah. And the, URL to... Yeah, well, have you ever had a wish you could just like kind of hit reset on your life and go, wait, let's do over?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
So give the listeners a little more detail on your website, the blog, and where do you go to hook into you here?
Yeah, sure. So the name of my company is Samana. So you were close.
Oh,
and
I really screwed it up.
it's put together from the feminine and then the mana, which is the spiritual food that is life. So that's how the name came to be.
Oh, that's where you're going with it. That's great.
That's where it,
like,
yeah.
Okay, I get it now. I get it.
Yeah. And so really, Femana is a wellness company. It helps women figure out how to nourish themselves through different ways, like proper food choices and wellness education, self-care, fun. There has to be fun involved, and really inspiration and community. So we have a community. The community site just opened up in July, and we have over 200 members. So that's really exciting to me. And it's kind of like a social media site within my website, so people can, make friends and belong to groups. And so it's a pretty interesting interactive site. So the way to get there is just femana.com, which is F as in female, E, M as in Mary, A, N, N, A. So one Mary, two Nancys, femana.com.
Okay.
And yeah, and so I have a blog there, and there's a free membership. There's also you can sign up for my program, which is called 5 Secrets to More Energy, and that's free as well. Yeah.
Oh,
so I think the latest blog has information on the Hitting Reset webinar, but the URL for that is just hitreset.subscribemenow.com. So hitreset.subscribemenow.com, and that will take you to an easy way to subscribe to the webinar.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Good. So you answered my question from the beginning, which is apparently you are helping people in different ways long distance via webinars and community things, and you do an actual then session over the phone with the four aspects. Mm-hmm. Do you do that with people?
Well, so what I do is I like to have a complimentary session to find out what individuals are really, what they're really looking for in their life, what their goals are specifically, so I can see how to help them best. And so I do coaching on goals, specific goals to help people get to their goals, the 3-month coaching. So I have that package. And then I also do the LEAP program, and the LEAP program is a specialized nutrition protocol based off of a blood test that tells you what your body is reacting to, what foods your body is reacting to, and it tests 150 different. Yeah, so it really kind of nails down, it takes the guesswork out of what's making me feel so cruddy. And so you get 150 different foods and chemicals tested, and from there we work on a protocol. It's a six-phase protocol, and it really helps to decrease the inflammation and reset your immune system, because your immune system is in your gut. So helping to stop the hypersensitive reactions that are going on in your gut will help the gut heal, and your immune system will be reset. So that's the whole, the LEAP protocol. And so that's specific, and it works with certain people. So that's why I like to do the initial consultation to see if that would work best, or if they don't have food sensitivities, then that would not be appropriate. But most of the people that come to me do. So, and then I have a group program starting on the 28th, and that is called the Core Renewal Program. And that is my four-step transformational process, and I'm really excited to start that. I'm doing it a couple times a year, and I take small groups because it's pretty intimate. There's a lot of exercises that we go through, and we take 2 weeks for each module, and there's four modules, so it's an 8-week program. And each week we go, I'll do education or instruction, and then the second week of the module is a question and answer, so people get their questions answered. So it's kind of like private, but it's a group. So you get the synergy of the group. You get to have the support and the inspiration. I love groups. I love working in groups. So that's really exciting too. Yeah.
Okay, so this is really great. I like to also announce to the listeners and help people expand their niche for helping people. Yeah. And it just sounds like you have a very complete, holistic program.
Yeah. It's been a many years in process from my own personal, I'm taking from my own personal experience, and then from, of course, the scientific experience, and then my energy work and the law of attraction and all of the things that I am certified or experienced in, plus my personal experience. I feel like, I know the women that come to me. They are where I was. And so I feel like I have a really, a really good hold on what they want.
Yeah. So even to expand on this further, it's almost as if you have a complete transformational program that utilizes nutrition, self-discovery, and body processing.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ask you about this blood test, too, because I think this, talk about a niche. Nutrition is one thing, but getting a blood test is so important and helpful for people that are just, hitting their head against the wall, wondering, what's going on and what the variable is. Do people then go to their doctors and ask for a specific blood test, or how does this work?
So how it works is the company that I work with, the laboratory that I work with, sends them a kit, and they will go to any phlebotomist. So any lab will take their blood, and the blood gets sent back to the lab. And it takes about a week, maybe 10 days to get the results back, and then you get a really nice booklet that comes back, it tells you all kinds of, it gives you all kinds of information on food and food properties and recipes and what's going on. But what I do as the dietitian part of me is I take the test results, and the test results are given out by a computer. I mean, they test the different foods and chemicals, and it tells you where you lie on the spectrum of sensitivity, if your body is triggering, a lot or a little bit, and it gives you, a point level. So from that, we look at what your body is not, what foods you can eat that don't trigger a reaction. And the test is called mediator release testing, and it's not an allergy test. It's not an IgG test. It tests for hypersensitivity. It tests for the chemicals that are released when your body is having an inflammatory reaction. So that's what we really want to stop. So it measures the amount of chemical that's released, and those are the foods you want to stay away from. And it will show you. You'll get like green, yellow, and red foods. So it's a very super simple, easy process. And so as the dietitian part of me, I will help look at the food properties and interpret them because they could be sensitive in a certain chemical that is in a food, and the computer won't analyze that because it doesn't have that much in depth. But so that's where I come in, and then I also help work with doing recipes. I make up recipes and meal plans for people specific to them and their food. So their lifestyle. So I was talking with a lady yesterday, and she's like, you know, I'm on the road all the time, and I like quick things. I like to put in my blender and go. And so that would be the kind of recipe I would make for that person. And I've had other people who, you know, like to cook or like, you know, more complex flavors or less complex flavors. So it really just depends on how people like to eat and their lifestyle. So, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, it's individualized, as is my work. So I have one last question on this blood test. What's your theory about perhaps there's a sensitivity that's occurring today that comes up on this blood test, and we stay away from it and we get back to some normal health? What is your theory about getting rid of that sensitivity or finding the cause of that sensitivity while you're not eating that food? What is your thought on that?
So the foods that we're sensitive to usually are the foods that we eat all the time. So the foods that we're eating all the time are the ones that are making us sick. And the blood test helps to identify the certain chemicals. So for instance, if you have migraine headaches, it could be histamine or tyramine related. And so what foods are high in that, you know, in those properties. But I can tell you that if you eat whole foods and you eliminate processed foods, you're going to feel a lot better and you're going to think a lot clearer. It really, you know, the additives and the preservatives have known side effects, neurotoxicity. I mean, and so just starting from there, you'll feel better.
Okay. Well, I just love what you're doing here. And let's give out your website one last time and the URL to the webinar, because I didn't have that in my text going out in social media. And we'll close out.
Yeah, sure. I would love to. It's femana.com, so www.femana, F as in female, E-M as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, A. So femana.com. And if you go there, there is a tab at the top called Leap Therapy, so you can learn more about Leap Therapy, what it is and how it works there, if that's something that's interesting to you. And then, you know, if you want to talk to me about anything, you can just hit the Contacts tab. And for the webinar, that is going to be at hitreset.subscribemenow.com. And that will take you to the... Yeah, that'll take you to the next, whenever the next webinar is going to be.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and I hope lots of people contact you, and I hope we can help lots of people.
Yes, I do too. I hate seeing people miserable. It's not a way to go through life. Life is supposed to be fun. So thank you so much for the interview. I really appreciate it, Marlene, and thanks for your personal help as well.
Oh, good. Thank you, and goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we have 20 seconds left, so I'm closing out the show. This is your host, Marlene Prinzing of theprinzingmethod.com, of The Prinzing Show, and check out my new class, theudemy.com, in about a week, and it'll be udemy.com/RU self-referral or RU object referral.